He smote himself on the chest and said, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. What sins did he need forgiven? Well, they're not listed. God knew. He knew. It was not necessary to recount them. The transaction was between God and that man. How can one be sure he received forgiveness through such a prayer? Jesus said, I tell you, this man went down to his house justified. If you wish to understand the Bible, read the Bible. Scripture is the best commentary on Scripture. As you read, think. Think about the meaning of individual words. Meditate on what each paragraph tells about the subject it discusses. That is the profitable procedure we're following in this series of studies on Psalm 32. The subject of Psalm 32, verses 1 through 5, is forgiveness of sin. We are examining the passages in order to answer the question, what does forgiveness mean? Five tremendous truths are set forth in answer to that question. Let us enumerate them. First, forgiveness means every type of sin is remitted, whether it is transgression, crookedness, iniquity, guile, or any of scores of other sins, each and every one is remitted. Second, forgiveness means there is a full and eternal remission of sins. Sin is forgiven, covered, no longer written to one's account, washed, forgotten, put behind God's back, buried in the sea, fully and forever gone. Third, forgiveness means the guilt of forgiven sin never returns to face the one whom God forgives. As far as the east is from the west, so far he removes our sins from us. And fourth, forgiveness means God meets man in a personal transaction. God's conviction of the sinner leads to repentance and faith. That, in turn, permits God to deal in mercy by forgiving and cleansing. All the way through, it is a personal relationship between God and man. And fifth, forgiveness means you can have peace with God. The blessed experience and state of the forgiven is as available to you now as it has ever been to any person at any time. That is what forgiveness means, as set forth in Psalm 32, verses 1 through 5. How does one receive forgiveness? The psalmist replies from personal experience, I acknowledged my sin unto thee, and mine iniquity have I not hid. I said, I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord, and thou forgavest me the iniquity of my sin. There is no forgiveness of sin where there is no confession of sin. But what does confession mean? To whom must confession be made? How can one remember all his sins so as to be able to confess them all? Such questions indicate a need to understand the Bible meaning of confession. To confess sin does not mean to enumerate every sin. The basic meaning of confess is to agree with. A person sins. God's Holy Spirit convicts him of his sins. It's not necessary for him to mention every sin by name in order to receive forgiveness. It is enough for him to agree with God's Spirit concerning his failure. It is not necessary for him to say, God, on Monday I lied, on Tuesday I blasphemed, on Wednesday I stole from my employer. That's not necessary. It is enough that he say, God, I have sinned. The verdict you've passed on my transgression is correct. I am guilty. Have mercy on me. That's the example the psalmist set. I acknowledged my sin unto God, he declared, and I did not try to hide my sin. To agree with God concerning sin is all the confession he desires or requires. Confession is an act of the will. It is not a compulsion which comes from without a person. Confession of sin follows the resolve of the heart. Notice how David recounts his experience. I said, I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord. The I said indicates he held counsel within his own heart and concluded the course he would follow. He resolved to confess his sins to God, did confess them, and received forgiveness. True repentance, which leads to confession and forgiveness, always involves three steps. First, an understanding of one's personal guilt in sin. Second, a sorrow that one has sinned against God. And third, a turning from sin to God by an act of the will. Do not expect God to make you confess against your will. True confession of sin, which is followed by forgiveness, is a voluntary act. You see a sinner confessing his sins and receiving forgiveness in the account recorded in Luke chapter 18 in verses 9 through 14. A certain publican, convinced of the enormity of his sin, stood in the presence of God in the house of God. In a culture where the custom was to look upward and lift the hands upward when one prayed, he did not so much as lift his eyes toward heaven, much less lift up his hands. With downcast eyes, indicating his sorrow for sin, he smote himself on the chest and said, "God, be merciful to me, a sinner." What sins did he need forgiven? Well, they're not listed. God knew. He knew. It was not necessary to recount them. The transaction was between God and that man. How can one be sure he received forgiveness through such a prayer? Jesus said, "I tell you, this man went down to his house justified." So you can be justified, forgiven, cleansed from all your sins if you confess as he confessed. Observe God's response to man's confession. Psalm 32 verse 5 reads, "I acknowledged my sin unto thee, and mine iniquity have I not hid. I said, I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord, and thou forgavest me the iniquity of my sins." It reminds me of 1 John chapter 1 verse 9. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. That verse sets forth man's part and God's part in the forgiveness of sin. Man's part is, we confess our sins. God's part is, to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Now that raises a further question. If a person confesses his sin to God, how can he be sure God will do his part in forgiving and cleansing? The Bible affirms he is faithful and just. To be faithful means to be trustworthy, dependable. To be just means to do the right thing. The statement means you can absolutely depend on God to do the right thing. So here's what 1 John 1, 9 means. If we agree with God concerning our guilt and sin, we can absolutely and safely depend on him to do the right thing about our sins, which, in view of what Jesus did in his death and resurrection, is to remove our sins and cleanse us of the stain which remains. What a promise. Now that you know the truth of it, will you enter into the good of it by confession of sin, repentance from sin, and faith in Jesus Christ? Someone probably thinks, that is too simple. It is too easy. Is there not some obligation we must meet? Is there no act of penance we must perform? But God replies, "I have done everything in my Son, Jesus Christ. Whosoever will, let him take the water of life freely." Confess your sins to God, not to man. Depend on the redemptive work of Jesus Christ, not the good deeds of man. God's salvation is available to you right now. Take your Bible, please, and read Psalm 32, verses 1 through 5. Look for the Holy Spirit to show you the five truths set forth there concerning forgiveness of sin. First, forgiveness means every type of sin is remitted. Second, forgiveness means there is a full and eternal remission of sins. Third, forgiveness means the guilt of forgiven sin never returns to face the believer. Fourth, forgiveness means God deals with man in a personal transaction. Fifth, forgiveness means you can have peace with God by confessing your sins to him as an indication of your repentance and faith.